John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Hopefully you're having a fired up Sunday morning. Tony on Twitter says he has never heard a more lit edition of the John Kincaid Show. Now, I'm not cool enough to use words like lit. Now, Coach Tommy Bowden is. He's cool enough to do that from the ACC Network. And I'm glad he made time for me this morning to get up and talk about the fallout of what happened yesterday in college football. And, Coach, glad to hear from you this morning. And I got to ask you a question right off the bat. If Georgia was one of the four best teams on last Tuesday night, and the committee told us that, what penalty do they deserve for losing to the best team in the country in Alabama?
That's what makes your radio show last longer and people listen to it.
There you go, right?
Yeah, that's going to be an argument they're going to have to address because, you know, they are probably one of the four best teams. The second loss is going to hurt them, but when you use the rationale that you just used,
which is simple,
have a hard time on Monday. You know, explain. Something on Monday or tomorrow morning. Explaining why they're not.
Yeah, I don't understand because if they had played, I think it's a fair-minded statement that if Georgia had went to a championship weekend as one of the four best teams in the country and got to play Pitt or got to play Northwestern, that we'd be talking about Georgia rubber stamped into the college football playoff.
Yeah, that's. Why those guys in the committee get paid all that money to answer those questions.
Would you ever want to do it, Coach? Would you want to be in that room?
Just for the experience, I probably wouldn't mind sitting there and just kind of seeing the rationale. Because, you know, I think a coach looks at it from a completely different perspective than an athletic director that's never played or somebody like Condoleezza Rice who hasn't played. It'd be interesting to hear their rationale on why Georgia is or isn't capable of being in there. Coaching in the SEC for 11 years and just knowing the difficulty of going to a conference week to week to week against quality opponents like a Central Florida doesn't have to do, what brings a different perspective to you than one who's never been in that arena?
I'm looking at it and saying Georgia, that Alabama has won by the largest margin of victory since 1888, where they weren't even challenged within like 22 points by any opponent. And the only two games that they've played in this calendar year were both against Georgia, and in both of them they were trailing, and Georgia was right there with it. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to hear the rationale today.
Yeah, it really is, because they're going to have to really come up with something to justify an Oklahoma or Ohio State, you know, being the fourth team.
If they said, Tommy Bowden, stand up behind the microphone here, talk to the room, and tell us, we're choosing between Oklahoma and Ohio State, Tommy. We don't care what you have to say, but you're going to pick it for us. Which team would have gotten your vote, Oklahoma or Ohio State?
I would probably choose Ohio State for this reason and this reason only. They both have quarterbacks who are capable of advancing in the college playoffs. But I've always been a guy where strength of defense is awful important. Even though I've been offensive guy and call plays, and those were most of the records are broken. But Ohio State's about 50 slots higher than Oklahoma in total defense, which means they've got a little bit better chance to score, slowing the other team's offense down, and gives them a better chance to win. So I would look at their schedules about the same, but quarterbacks are both bring great talent. But I think strength of defense by Ohio State, to me, would put them above Oklahoma.
And that's one of the things that's going to be debated today. Tommy Bowden from the ACC Network joins us. Clemson's not even being talked about. I mean, they're really, honestly, everyone's just assuming, well, Clemson will be there and they'll probably get to the title game. When you see Clemson this year, and obviously you can get your eyeballs and you know that program as well as anybody, what do you see about Dabo's team that may make them different than other teams that he's brought to the playoff before?
You know, just without the stats of last night's game, going into the week, Alabama and Clemson were the only team. They had defenses in the top five in the nation. They had scoring offenses, total offenses in the top five in the nation. They were the only teams that had offenses and defenses that were just about equally balanced statistically in the top ten. And I think that's what makes both of those teams capable. You know, Alabama got behind. They had the capability on offense to score points and catch up to Georgia. Clemson has that same ability. ATN, the great running back, Trevor Lawrence, a really, really good freshman quarterback, plus skill, offensive line, you know, just all the things. And the defense they can get them the ball. So Clemson, to me, and Alabama are separated from the Oklahomas, from the Notre Dames, from the Ohio State because of the ability on both sides of the ball to be really dominant.
Coach, when you see some of these games being played, these 54-51s in the NFL, these 48-47s, 51-50 in college football, does it make a tear fall from your eye? Because I know you're an offensive guy. Or does it make you say, wow, the new era of football is more entertaining? Where do you fall on that?
Well, I think you've got a better chance to draw fans if it's more exciting and you score points. You know, the finances play such a huge part in hiring a coach and firing a coach, attendance, how many people understand. It's really expensive with the price of scholarships, with the growth in facilities, with the salaries of the coaches' staff and the support staff. I think points always put people in the stands. So I think that's good for college football when teams score a whole bunch. You've got old coaches, Shem Beckler, Woody Hayes, Bear Bryant, rolled in their grave because of the amount of points scored. But I think with finances, the way things have gotten out of balance along those lines, points put people in the stands.
Do you have any problem with Notre Dame being in the first four just based on their resume and what you've seen this year?
You know, they are a very good team. They're not. They're kind of a blue collar team. They're not great at anything. They're a jack of all trades and a master of none. But they've got a good chemistry with their team. They've got a good system. They're coached well. But I really frown upon a team that does not have to play a championship game and put everything on the line one last time to get into the Final Four. So that's where I have my biggest skeptic about Notre Dame being in a championship game.
You know what drives me crazy, Coach, is that it's December 2nd, you know, today. So those teams aren't going to play again until December 29th. The 27 days off, 4 weeks off, when you've been playing with no more than 1 week off pretty much during the season, that drives me crazy. Doesn't it take away from teams, or does it help them rest up and be better prepared for the games? What's your thought on that?
Well, you've got that Kool-Aid weed or bowl.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the teams that are competing for the championship. I'm talking about the four teams in the playoffs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, you know, that's good and that's bad because I've been on teams where all of a sudden you're on a roll and you're playing really good. Your team has your schedule down week to week. Your players feel comfortable with it. Well, everybody's asking you. You're healthy. And all of a sudden, when you wait this long, you have a tendency to disrupt that kind of continuity with your team and the momentum that you build up. But the one thing that's, you know, I don't like that length of time off, but it's equal for everybody. Everybody has to face the same problems. And, you know, a problem that you don't think about, one of the biggest things as a head coach is keeping your guys out of trouble because the students are gone, there's nobody on campus, and they're looking for something to do. And it's a racking time mentally for a coach, you know, keeping his guys occupied. That's why a lot of them rent the movie theaters and do the things to entertain their team while the students are gone. But I don't like that length of time, you know, off is before. You know, Super Bowl, they don't take that much time off, and it's been pretty successful.
Coach, always appreciate your time and looking forward to the college football playoff. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Thank you.